you look at my website, you'd think, whoa, this woman has ADD, and I don't, or at least I don't think I do. I just like to do a lot of different things.
Hey everyone, first of all, I need to thank my mother-in-law for introducing me to Jodi Say. Thank you, Mom, whenever you watch this. Thank you for introducing me to Jodi Say. And today we are very lucky to have her with us to share her stories and her experiences. Thank you, Jodi. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hi, Jodi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited.
Me too. According to me, Jodi has always been ahead of time. She led with combination of business and creativity. You know how much I love that. She did it even before people knew that one could do it. And that is what I mean by women lead differently. She's the best example of how women lead differently. They lead with their heart and they lead with their head. She has ran radio station known as KZU, better known as The Zoo. And for that, she won a Texas Radio Hall of Fame Sammy Award for Standout Woman in Broadcasting. She has authored 3 books and has won awards for those as well. And she is known for being really deeply connected to whichever audiences she was working with, whether it was in radio industry or her books. And do you know how well she was connected with her audiences? Twice, there were 2 women who were raped. They called Jodi's radio station instead of calling the cops.
I had this book on my desk that had public service announcements in it. And when people would call the station and the ladies downstairs didn't know what to do with the call, they sent them to me. And usually I could get them to the right place. To get those 2 calls from young women who had just been raped and they decided to call the radio station rather than the police department was huge, because it said how they saw us, how our listeners felt about us. They felt like they could trust us, and they would call the radio station rather than the police to give them help. That said more to me about where I worked and who I worked with than anything. Because where else in the world could you listen to fabulous rock and roll music all day long and work with some of the most brilliantly creative people you'd ever run across in your life, and at the end of the day, go home and feel like you've done some good in the world? Where else could that happen? And it happened for us. That's how we all felt about it that way.
It sounds like a dream job.
Yeah. It was. And, you know, the whole thing for me was an accident. I was living in North Dallas in an apartment, and I was working in South Arlington. It was a long drive every day to work, and I didn't even have an FM radio in my car. I had a little AM radio. So I listened to a guy named Ken Summers. He was the morning guy on WFAA radio. And he and his wife had just moved from Seattle, and she had played softball up there, and she wanted to start a softball team in Dallas. So they were having tryouts, and I went and tried out for this team, and it was one of the 3 people on the team who could actually catch the ball. And then I got a job offer from a company in Denver, and the 2 guys that were the coaches, Kenny and John, freaked out because they didn't have another pitcher for the team. And so then the job came open at KZEW, and I took it. That's how that happened. It wasn't like I was trained to do it. You know, I just did it. So, and then when I became a copywriter was because we had, you know, commercials coming in late in the day and there was nobody to write it. And I just grabbed the sheet of paper and said, oh, give it here, I'll write it. And I wrote it, and I thought, that's not so hard. So I just became a copywriter. And the thing about being a copywriter is you never know if you can until you do, and then you are. Your title suddenly changed. So I know. But it wound up being one of the best times of my life and one of the best jobs of my life. Did I show you this? My Texas Radio Hall of Fame ring, can you see it?
Yes, I can.
How cool is that? There was a woman in Dallas named Mary Sam Stoddard, and she was the first woman disc jockey in the state of Texas, first woman to hold a FCC license. And they created an award for outstanding women in Texas radio broadcasting. And so they give that out each year, and I got it this year. So that's pretty cool. I know. The work I did 40 years ago, 40 years ago, back when God and I were both brunettes. That's how long ago.
Like you said, the radio thing, it happened to you. Mm-hmm. Did it happen with most of the things, or was there a time when you planned things and then that's how you made them happen?
My life has mostly been one long, endless stream of God plops, where people are dropped into my life and my life changes in significant ways. The job I had before I worked in rock and roll radio came out of meeting I went to a party. It was a reunion of junior bowlers from when I was 13, 14 years old. We all got together and there were people there that I didn't know or didn't remember. And by the end of the party, this woman was asking me if I needed a job, because there was a job open at her company. It was the Johnson & Johnson company, and it was a good company to work for. And then from there, I went to rock and roll radio. And then from there, I decided to be a Rolfer after I got Rolfed in 1978, because I was at a place in my life where I wanted it to matter that I lived here, that the fact that I'd been on the planet actually made a difference. And I realized that my entire career was on a cassette. And if I stood on the front steps of the radio station and sailed it out in the middle of the street, excuse me, and a bus ran over it, that would be that. There'd be no evidence that I made any kind of significant mark. And Rolfing was so impactful for me, and I wanted to have that same kind of impact on other people. So I went back to school, studied anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, and massage and all that. And then I was accepted into the Rolf Institute in Boulder and studied there and became a Rolfer in 1980. It's a fascinating life so far.
I mean, obviously, you know, how exciting for you and how encouraging for us. Like, it's great for us to see the example of someone who has done it fully, like lived the life not just of one tunnel and one channel, but did what felt like doing and been successful in everything that you did. Has it been your attitude in rest of your life, which is you can do it until you don't?
We're not, most of us are not dumb. We can learn just about anything, you know, really. I didn't know how to be a Rolfer till I learned how to do it. And now I've been doing it for almost 40 years. So I didn't know how to schedule commercials until I did it. I didn't know how to write commercials until I did it. And then you know it. And there are lots of people, lots and lots of people who go to college to be a teacher, and they become a teacher, and they're fabulous teachers for their whole career. I get too antsy, you know. I kind of want to go do something else. I want to learn something new. And so I do.
When you grew up in your career, it was, the world was such that everyone thought that you need to be an expert in one single thing. If you began your career as a typist, all you could do is achieve the highest word count in your life. And that is, right. That should be your goal.
my mother and I used to fight about that, because she had been a secretary and she felt like you had to know typing and you had to know shorthand. Okay, because being a secretary was something that you could always fall back on. And I said, Mother, I will learn how to type. I think that's important. But I don't want to ever take down anybody else's words. You know, I didn't want to, and I didn't do it. I'm not saying that we don't need secretaries, but I wasn't going to be one of them. Yeah, I wasn't going to have somebody else take down my words.
But there are different people, different personalities. So what I was saying about, you know, like you term yourself as ADD, and now we look for people like that. Now we look for people who are not just experts in, you know, big toe of the right foot. They do understand the entire body and people's behavior. I would love to talk to you again. And
I'm on board. I'm on board, really, I am.
Thank you so much, Jody. And
thank you so much. It was a great talk. I didn't even say a bad word.